I wouldn't do that if I were you. Fighting the restraints will only cause harm to your wrists and ankles. Don't try to break free. It's best if you just relax. Where are you? You're exactly where you belong. With me, in my home, tied to my bed. Our bed. What do I mean? I mean, you belong to me now. This is your new home. No, you're not my slave. What an awful word. No, you, sweet boy, are my lover. You don't understand. Shall I repeat myself? You thought I was going to lock you up, turn you over to my people. Oh, right. Bring you in for questioning. I already forgot about that. No, none of that was true. Interrogations, chains, torture, killing you. That was never the plan. Actually, chains could be fun, but we'll discuss that another day. As for now, this here was always the plan. The truth is, my love, I've been watching you for some time. From the moment I laid eyes on you, I knew I had to have you. I spent weeks wondering how to approach you, how to bring you here. I can't tell you how much restraint it took to keep me from marching to your house, bashing your door open and taking you right then and there. Then fate decided to bring you to me. It was perfect. Yes, I walked into human territory. What's your point? The truce? I don't care about the truce. Besides, it won't last. Humans and orcs will fight again. It's only a matter of time. When that day comes, you and I will be as far away from it all as possible. What if my people find you? Everyone in the village already knows you're here. No. No one is going to hurt you. It's all taken care of. Since I was the one who brought you here, I had a choice. Put you in the dungeon, or watch over you myself. As far as the tribe is concerned, you are a lone trespasser with unknown intentions. Our scouts are on the lookout for any human spies, but we both know the truth. No one is out there looking for you. You're all mine. What am I doing? I'm preparing food for us, making sure my love is well fed. However, it was you that caught the deer. So in a manner of speaking, you're the one feeding me. Look at my good boy being such a provider. I'll just let the meat sit there for a while. Now I can relax with you, my love. Shall I remove these restraints? Ah, please. Very well. Hold still. Ankles free. Now the wrists. Perfect. Now we can... Whoa. Where do you think you're going? I've never seen a human jump like that. For a moment, I thought you were going to fly out of here. Darling, stop struggling. I've got my arms wrapped tight around you. As much as I enjoy the sight of you squirming, this isn't really what I had in mind. You can't break free. Okay, we'll do it your way. I could hug you like this all day. I wonder just how tightly I can hold you. Just squeeze and squeeze. Now, I don't wish to break you, but I don't know if I can stop myself. It just feels so right. What was that? My love, it's very difficult to understand you. You're going to have to try harder to speak. Stop? Why? You can't breathe? Nonsense. You're taking little sips of air right now. You're sorry. Whatever do you mean, my love? What did you do? Oh, that's right. You tried to run away from me. You've been a bad boy, haven't you? Say it. Yes, you have. I'm glad you see that. Are you going to change your ways? Be a good boy and stay here. You will? Promise? Okay. Well, well. You weren't lying. While you take a moment to catch your breath, let me set some ground rules. You will do what I say, when I say, without question. Any acts of aggression and those restraints go back on. Understood? Good. Now stay still. Just so you're not tempted to run out the door again. In fact, why don't I do the same? We're in the privacy of our own home, after all. Come on, darling. Let's get back in bed. Avert your eyes from the door and come to bed. Darling, do not make me ask again. You know, I should punish you. But I can't help but be intrigued. What escape plan could you possibly be plotting this time? Come on. Let's hear it. Would I chase you if you ran outside? Of course I would. Even while we're naked? Especially while we're naked. It sounds like fun. Where is this going, my love? Oh, you'll tell the tribe the real reason you're here. Gods, you'll expose me. Oh no, then the tribe will punish me and let you go free, right? Wrong. Oh, my sweet, adorable, naive little man. Do you really believe there's anything you can say in which the outcome will be my people letting you walk right out of here? No, There isn't. As for exposing me, well, the worst, or should I say best case scenario, is we share a prison cell together. It'll be a wild and very arousing cage match. I'm almost considering it. But no, locking me up. It wouldn't come to that. Did I forget to mention our chief is also my father? Lying? Maybe I am. That's what I thought. Now take my hand. Good boy. Back to bed we go. All right? Your turn, my love. Very good. Come here. Put your arms around me. Head on my shoulder. And I'll wrap my arms around you. Keep you nice and warm. There we go. Am I hurting you? No? Good. Perfect. Just perfect. Me and my good boy. Alone at last. In each other's arms. If it were up to me, we'd stay like this forever. But don't worry. Every day, after I've fulfilled my duties to the tribe, I'll run straight home to you. Cuddle you. Feed you. Bathe you. Make love to you. Darling, you're shaking. What's wrong? Afraid? Of what? No. Shh. It won't be like that. I won't be rough with you. Not yet, at least. We'll work our way there. I'm going to take very good care of you. You, on the other hand, can ravage me all you want. Like the sound of that? I'll take your silence as a yes. Pick your head up, darling. Come here. It's okay, my love. Little kisses. Being very careful. With my tusks. I know they're a little frightening. But it's okay. I won't hurt you. That's it. That's it. Good boy. You're enjoying this. I know you are. Don't try to deny it. You love this. Our bodies pressed against one another. Our lips gently touching. See, darling, you're going to be happy here. You and me together. Forever. Smell that. Meat's ready. Shall we eat? Great. And after we're done, we'll come right back to bed. And then you can show me your real sparring skills.